This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right. Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I mean, it's romantic, but I mean, the world is ending in this scenario. So it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our dear friend Robin, who has helped us out so much in the last few months. Robin just walked in. He goes, "Oh, I was just listening to you guys. Yeah, you can make 800 calls. You go to 1-800-COLLECT." And it looks like it's like a 1-800.
Well, it's not a zero anymore.
It's 1-800-COLLECT.com. You go there and you can make a collect call, or you can make it off somebody's phone, 1-800-COLLECT. Just dial 1-800-COLLECT from any U.S. phone. And by the way, it's wicked expensive.
You know what?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, you know, there used to be operators.
Yeah.
At all times. Mm-hmm. Operator. Oh. Yeah.
You could just dial zero, right?
Zero, right. I guess that business has shrunk like radio has shrunk, right? Like,
do they need that? I'm sure it's,
I mean,
all,
it's all AI now.
Do you think? Oh. Whoa. I didn't even think about AI. I'm going to call the operator. Let's just say, oh my God, it's so loud. Zero, go. Nope, there ain't no.
Some texter wrote in, try 9. And then 411. I'm like, oh, they can work the phone better than Sarah. Look at that.
You know, I think that but it's true. When I first was trying to figure out this thing, I kept dialing 9 and Tim like kept hitting my, like, no, do not dial 9. You don't need an outside line. You don't need to. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry about it.
He can be very testy.
Oh my God. Cranky Tim. That's what we call him.
Cranky Tim.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
everybody has their cranky moments though. You know. It's got a lot. There's a lot going on. Guy's under a lot of pressure.
He's holding it all together.
Yeah. One time he gets here early and did something for us, like first thing in the morning. He's like, whatever time, 6 a.m., maybe even earlier. And then I woke up the next morning and there was a text from him at like 9:45. He's like, well, I finally figured out the one thing that you, I'm like, oh my God, that guy has been at work for thousands of hours today.
Listen to this. 408 says, good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Maddie, Marlise from San Jose.
Hey, Marlise.
Hi. Listening on Odyssey.
Odyssey.
I can't even imagine my boys running around unattended like Vinny.
I know.
No one can today.
No.
No one can. That
it's
was the point of the story.
Literally unfathomable. We were free range kids. My mom would throw us out of the house and be like, see you at lunch. See you at dinner.
I was truly like thinking as I drove in today about some of the freedoms that I had as a youngster.
Kids just don't have that.
And it's just not available.
I know. Did it work out for us? Are we better people than our kids will be because we were allowed to run around like crazy people?
Well, you know, someone else wrote in, and I do plan on reading this book. Let me see if I can find it. It was, about the anxiety generation. Someone wrote this book, and I saw it on the top, I don't know, the top sellers list.
Best sellers, yeah.
But they say between phones, I can't find
social
it.
It's
media.
The most anxious generation.
Honestly, they're so anxious about everything. It just so much gets done for them that it's easier just to be like, oh, I have anxiety about that, and then mom takes over, you know?
I would say that is true based on my experience with my college students, that they want me to do everything. You know, they ask questions and things, and it's like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Honestly, I think that's one of the best lessons that you can learn, is that you can do it too. You can do it.
Well, the good thing is I'm in a position where I can tell them that. Like, that's, you know, that's part of my job, is to be like, you're in college.
Say where you work.
I teach at the Academy of Art University here, and I teach at West Virginia University. Yeah. Go Mountaineers.
Read The Most Anxious Generation talks about how parenting styles and cell phones have created an anxious generation. Happy Tuesday, OFOC, Jesse from Chico!
Chico!
On Odyssey.
Party school. We always yell Chico. Because if someone went to Chico and you go, oh, you went to Chico, they go, Chico!
And then they also tell you, like, it's the very best place in the whole wide world, and we should get wasted. You want to get ripped? Let's go.
That's like West Virginia. They're always, one and two is usually Chico and West Virginia on the top party school.
Oh, my God. Chico.
Anyway, I am going to read that story, and I do think, like, there's a...
You mean actually, that book?
Yeah, that book.
Yes.
And I think it starts, like, from your kids down.
Yeah.
It's these...
Just have this whole other thing that we don't understand, and maybe we tried to shield them from it, and I don't know. It is very strange, though. Like, the word anxiety is just, like, everybody has some degree of anxiety. I mean, that, you know, things that you're worried about or things that, you know, make you a little bit freaked out, but it's like, it's become this facet of someone's personality in a way that I don't know that it ever has. It's really scary. Actually,
well, I'll give you, like, in radio, you moved in order to make your job happen
a zillion times.
And there's no question that when I was going to move to Philly with you, my fear wasn't, will I die? My fear was, can I give up surfing?
Right.
Can I leave San Diego and give up the beach?
I'm leaving my life that I love.
I built this thing. I knew I had nowhere to get food.
But the places I like. I mean, come on. I gotta go be with that girl.
I liked you a lot, and I wanted to pursue my career and move forward. Yeah. But my fear wasn't, will I die?
Right.
My fear wasn't, can I handle this? My fear was, can I walk away from the lifestyle I've known my whole life for my job?
Right.
And I
ultimately
did.
Would you say it was like, in your head, even at the time, was it just like making a big step, you know, or was it anxiety?
No, I didn't have anxiety about it.
Just, this is what I got to do.
It's the price you pay.
Right.
To move up.
When I met Sarah, I came out, I was in New York City working at a radio station. I came out basically for a free trip. I was like, I'm not going to move to California or anything. But yes, then Sarah and I met. And
we had a really nice bonding day. We did.
That was that.
That was the same thing with me and Vinny. Like, we, you know, I think you came, hung out on the show. Vinny came, hung out on the show. It was the day that we spent together. Just, you know, vibing with the other person. Like, it was great. Both of you, I have really distinct, fond memories of the first day I ever spent with either one of you.
Aww.
I know. You guys are great. I hope you become close friends. Well, you know, you don't know each other that well.
Oh,
like, it's fun watching you guys get to know each other, because I know both of you pretty intimately. Like, I know some stories about both of you people.
Oh, man.
I've worked a long time. Especially Vinny. I mean, over 20 years. But, I mean, Maddie, we had some intense years.
Yep.
Now it's going to be fun. Listening to you guys tell each other your stories and stuff. Oh, it's wicked fun. Okay, listen, I'm just about out of time here. And I still haven't done the Disneyland giveaway.
Oh.
So, yeah. Sorry, Disney people. Don't be mad, all right? Here it comes. Maybe everybody else left it. Now you'll be the only one who gets it. Holidays at Disneyland. This is one of the biggest deals that we do here at the station. This hour's code word is Disneyland. DisneyLand. Disneyland, all one word. Take the word Disneyland, text it to our contest line 20357, and you're in the running for a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four 3-day, 1-park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Disneyland. You should yell at me if I don't get right to that. We need to do that. It's bad. The Disney people, they get mad. Scary movies. It's almost Halloween, you guys. How old were you when you watched, like, can you remember your first scary movie?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, I can remember mine too. And it was The Exorcist. And I think I was like 9. And it was, I could not believe how scary that was.
I was 7 and it was Friday the 13th. Oh, and geez. I had nightmares for years.
Oh, my first scary movie was the documentary about killer bees.
Wow.
Yeah, he still references it. He just, his parents are having a party.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was, I think that kind of got us all, didn't it?
I don't know.
Like, that was on regular TV, right?
I was just a little boy, and I know my parents were at a part, like they were partying with neighbor friends or something, and I watched that thing, and the next thing I knew, killer bees were coming to get us all. It's over.
They're on their way. Vinny is a scary documentary guy. It's his first one. That's really funny.
Well,
it is true. It's definitely stuck with you.
That's the imprint. I don't have any other imprint for you.
There was a Nostradamus documentary that I remember scared the pants off of me because it was pretty much saying the end of the world is coming. It's all been told ahead of time. And I just was freaking out.
The predictions.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. There were like, and they were finding ways to make all of his predictions. They were, you know, he was talking about, they said one thing that he had described or the words that he said describe modern day skyscrapers. Like it was a very, and of course, look, they're putting a show together. I didn't find that scary, though. I was like, I've always been the most scared by, and it's funny because I am an atheist. Like, I do not believe in God. But the scariest thing for me in movies is always the God stuff. Because it's like the thing you can't defeat. Like, you can't defeat God. If there's a God, that guy's all powerful. You know what I mean? So it'd be like, you know that movie Stigmata? It's like Patricia Arquette. That one haunts me. Like, it was just... I'm like, well, that's it. God's got it in for you. The devil, God and the devil. That's it. You're screwed.
That's funny. Christina says she'll watch anything scary as long as it's not the devil.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Funny. Because that guy, you know, truly, like, evil. Is there no kernel of kindness or hope or love in the devil? Probably not. Anyway. 2/3 of Americans, this is a fun poll, I think. Is there a right age to start watching scary movies? And is it different if you're a boy or a girl?
I think that I found out the hard way that you're better off, you're better safe than sorry. And the reason is when your kid can't sleep, they come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed my kid The Nightmare Before Christmas. And
isn't even scary.
It's
got some dark themes.
The intro got her.
Oh.
The red glowing eyes under the bed effed us as a family for weeks because of the glowing eyes under the bed. And I went to her and said, your bed's on the floor.
You don't have
there's
it under the
nothing
bed.
Under, there's nothing can be under. Your bed is on the, didn't work. Didn't help. Didn't change anything. And we just last week, we watched something called Coraline.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have. I haven't seen it in years.
What's with the nude scene?
I don't remember a nude scene.
There's a scene. I don't know if they're hookers or strippers or former, you know, go-go dancers.
Isn't it a doll that comes to life?
It is. But there's a scene with these. One of the ladies has.
Can you Google nude scene
big,
in Coraline?
Giant boobs.
And they're out.
There's like little tassels on them.
Oh. It's.
I
remember really liking it and feeling like it did have some adult theme, you know, things that an adult could appreciate. But I don't remember any. Maybe you watched the R-rated version.
No, I mean, it's Coraline. It was PG. We watched it with Edie. She's 6 and she seems okay, although she slept with mom that same night.
Mm.
So I don't know what that means. But anyway, yeah, Coraline.
That I recall
big giant boobies.
That movie being creepy. But not, I don't recall. Isn't she like coming up, like she's getting on sonar, like a butt in the eye, something going on with her eye or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember exactly. So here's what they say in the survey.
Okay.
Most people say that watching your first movie at a slumber party is like a rite of passage. And that's where this happens a lot. So 60% say that's where I watched my first one. 2,000 Americans surveyed, 65% said I was under 11. When I saw my first one, which is, I guess your girls would say, like, you know, the eyes under the bed, that counts as a horror movie.
Yeah.
So we are here in the midst of spooky season. How many scary movies do you watch on average per year? The average American watches about 5.
I was going to say 5.
Oh. 23% say, I'll watch 10 or more. Like they go, and maybe it's because they spread them out all through the year. I do, if you've got, I just want someone to suggest a movie that I will enjoy, and I will enjoy a scary movie.
I give you crap for watching stuff with your family because you kind of always are like, we have to watch together and we figure it out together. We're not quite like that, but we certainly try, especially starting now, we will try to watch movies together that are holiday themed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'll watch some scary stuff or some Halloween
Christmas
stuff.
Right.
And then definitely some Christmas stuff.
Right.
Friday nights, Saturday nights.
Yeah.
If we can find something.
It's just fun as a family to have a movie night. Like, you know, you make some popcorn or you have some kind of little treat that everyone and everyone sits down together and gets all cozy and gets wrapped up. And it's a good thing. Oh, it's going to be a scary one. By the way, popcorn is the number one choice for a home movie experience. You make a little, you know, bags of popcorn. And then chips and pizza. 7 out of 10 people want there to be a bowl of candy next to them. That seems ridiculous. A bowl of candy?
Why not?
Because that's just too much candy. Candy.
Well, no such thing.
Sarah will keep going on it too. She knows that.
Yeah. I just can't have a bowl of candy. I would just sit there. I wouldn't even know I was eating it. I'd be like, where'd all the Skittles go? There were 5,000 Skittles. Oh, it's this bellyache I've got. Okay, I see. So they talk about, like, you know, what was your first scary movie? And Jaws was a big one for people of a certain age.
Jaws, that might be it.
How old do you think you were when you saw that?
I don't know, but
that was mid-70s.
There's a good chance that's it.
And you were getting in the ocean young.
Yeah.
So did that freak you out?
Yeah, did you just get out of there like, I can't watch
this?
No,
but it's still... To this day, even though I surf and get everything, like there's such joy in that for me for a number of reasons, there's still that, sharks.
Well, yeah, because those have been a thing for so long now.
Have you ever seen one when you're surfing?
No, I haven't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, a dolphin fin.
I think you'd remember.
No, I've been in the water with lots of dolphin and porpoise, lots of sea lions, elephant, seals, whales. I've been around a lot of sea lions, otters.
Jesus, is there some wood I can knock
on? But I have
somewhere?
Not, and I don't want to. You know, I know there are people who probably would think that's neat. I want to never have a shark encounter ever.
Right. That would be one way to survive surfing. Never have a shark encounter. That'd be great. I wish that fervently for you.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened, but I'm completely out of time. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
How this guy got out of a DUI and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Better like a feather with you off my mind. I'm not in love. Like a feather, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. Pre-sale tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale this Thursday, 10 a.m. on RadioAlice.com with the code word GIFT. Tickets are going to go fast. Please do not miss out on this. We really want you to come to our little Christmas party. Also, every day this week, 8:05 and 9:05, we've got keywords that you text to our contest line, 20357. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Sabrina Carpenter in L.A.
Ooh.
All this week, download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, including weekends, to get your daily entry. For your chance to win a trip for four to see Sabrina Carpenter in L.A. on November 18th. Round trip airfare for four, a two-night hotel stay, and car service to the show. Made possible by Island Records.
So wait.
Thank you, Island Records.
You're the best around.
Thank you. All right. Here's what's happening. Weather should be slightly cooler. We're talking Napa 92 instead of 102.
That is slightly cooler.
Oakland, 77. San Jose, 87. Walnut Creek, 91. San Francisco, 71. That's just normal hot.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, 71. People start going, wait, it sure is hot around here today. 85, people are like, what? Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
They finally come for us.
Yeah, this looks like a very nice day.
It should be nice. Mm-hmm. Although, still dark out, everybody.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Only going to get darker.
Yep. All right. So there it is. We're now finally actually starting to cool off.
Okay.
God. Well, it's enough already.
At least you slept under air last night.
7 day heat wave.
Mm.
What the?
It was quite the heat wave.
Yeah.
That was really just unrelenting.
Whatever it was, a month ago, we had a doozy and it lasted like 5 days. And I thought, well, that'll never happen again. And then the next one's worse.
The hottest one in October.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Okay, still on weather. Hurricane Milton is bad. It's big and it's bad.
Mom, it's big and it's bad. Mom.
So if you have family in Florida, the storm is closing in on Florida as we speak. They say it weakened slightly today, but remained an extremely powerful storm that could double in size before hitting West Central Florida late Wednesday. So right now is not the time to judge Milton. You know, that whole hurricanes be like, and it's just a little whisper of wind.
Yeah. Tina.
Now's not the time.
Tina, get mom, get your brother, and let's get out of there. Come on. You're the only one with any sense down there.
Milton has the potential to be one of the most destructive hurricanes on record for West Central Florida. And they already had Helene. Like, Helene was not good. It was bad. There's still trouble from Helene. So, there you go.
This one, honestly, it's like barreling right at my parents' house. Like, mom, come on.
What do you want her to do?
Leave. I want them to pack the car. They've closed the house up. They've done all the stuff. Take your chances with the... You got to leave the house. If that thing falls down on you, Oh my God, just get out of there.
Are you talking to her right
yes.
now?
Yes. Oh, okay. Please, mother.
Well.
And sister and brother. Get your families and get out. My sister goes, it's such a pain going with the cat. Like, but then you all live.
Listen, I understand what they're going through. I went through this when we had an evacuation for a fire that was near my house. You really do find yourself, like, and there were people in my neighborhood going, we're not leaving. Mm. That's that.
Right.
So we'll be here. We'll keep an eye on things. Because what you also don't realize in this catastrophic possibility that you're now encountering is that there are thieves ready to come in and rob you.
Right.
So as soon as you go,
oh, they evacuated that neighborhood. Let's go. Let's head in.
It's shock. I did not ever realize just how real that is.
Well, until the cops started questioning you as you're going back in to get more stuff
well,
out of
I
your house.
Well, I was leaving with all my stuff, so I could see why they might think.
Can I see a driver's license?
Yeah. Well,
I hope you've changed your driver's license.
And then they
address.
Said to me, don't come back.
Yeah.
We're no not letting you back into town. There's a reason why we're at every exit of this town. And at the back ways as well is because crooks are coming. That's what they do. So it sucks. But anyway, I can understand why they're tripping on it. It is ultimately the safest and smartest thing to do, though.
Mm-hmm. Mother.
Just is.
Mom, if you say to everyone that it's time to go, they'll all listen to you. You could save your whole family, Mom.
This is, you know, there's those people out there.
Yeah, there are.
People.
You know those people.
But, you know what, though? We all know exactly what you're talking about. You know, those people.
Those people.
The ones who?
Them.
You know, instead of not drinking and driving, they come up with ways to not get caught.
Let me tell you a workaround. Yeah. Right. I have this figured out.
This story is actually out of South Korea, so it's not local, and it's certainly not recommended. But they say here, a man actually escaped DUI charges by downing a bottle while he was pulled over. So they could not prove that he was drunk while he had been driving.
What?
Well, actually, it's South Korea. In South Korea,
you
that somehow
that.
Worked.
Well, I mean, he outsmarted us. We thought he might be drunk.
The
but
court.
But then he dumped all kinds of liquor on it. We were like, I don't know. I don't know if there's a way we can...
The court has cleared a 60-year-old man of drunk driving charges, ruling that his consumption of alcohol after stopping his car made it impossible to determine if he had been intoxicated while driving. So that when he blew...
It would muddy the waters, wouldn't it?
A .128, they were like, we can't prove he didn't have...
A .00.
While he'd been driving.
Right. Even though we pulled him over because we thought he was drunk. And there he is with booze in the car. I'd be like, just the fact that you did that. Of course, you know, I would also have needed to make the rules.
I've
decided you're a bad guy.
All my experiences with police were when I was very young. And I certainly used to get pulled from my, physically pulled from my, get out. I'd be like, ah.
Yanked out of the car. Well, you only weighed 90 pounds.
I was a kid. You know, what am I supposed to say to the guy?
Okay.
but my rights. Ah!
Sorry, what did you say? Because all I saw was lefts.
Sarah, do you remember I got a DUI like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And I was when I was working here. And I got pulled over, Vinny. And I already know I'm done. I'm done. I get this.
You shouldn't have been driving.
Yes,
you
exactly. And I'm okay. Kind of like walk out with my hands like, okay, just
pull. Oh, boy.
Get in the guy's putting me in the car and he looks over and he goes, are you Maddie from Alice Radio?
Oh,
no.
And I went, yeah, is that going to help me out? He goes, no. He was very nice to me.
You know,
way to. And I would never
might as well
do it
ask,
again.
Right? You never say, do you know who I am? But if you do know who I am, like, oh, could I maybe go?
Yeah. Didn't fly.
Yeah, well,
that's
a
pretty high profile, though, for you to be out in the middle of the night and they know you. Good for you.
Yeah, but
I mean,
wouldn't do it again.
Not good for you.
Yeah,
no,
I
wouldn't do that.
Quit drinking a long time ago, everybody.
Yeah. Well, and listen, I was saying to you the other day, the ladies are interested and texting. That's pretty good stuff.
You know, we put up a picture instead of just a link to a story. We put up a picture of the three of us yesterday on the Facebook page. Tons of likes and comments. Like, thank you guys. What a very sweet response.
Close to 2,000 likes and over 180 comments.
Crazy.
That's a lot.
So, of course, Maddie, the first thing he's like, oh, man, we got some good response. We're going to start doing that all the time. I'm like, all right. Just remind me not to smile like a maverick. Like what kind of smile
that?
Was that?
What were you doing?
I was, you know what I was doing? I was taking the picture and trying to get the thing, and I just
gritting your teeth.
I went like, I just put this awful look on my face. Go check it out. You can see my bad teeth, everything. I'm like, this is a terrible picture. But you guys both look so good in it. I'm like, I just put it up.
I've known you for a minute or two, and that's not even your smile.
Was that a smile? It was more like a grimace.
I don't know what you were doing.
What am I so upset about? I'm like,
Somebody commented, the gray hairs and no hair. That was.
Oh my God.
Maddie, you look older. I'm like, it's been 16 years. Thank you.
We're all in our 50s
Jesus.
Now.
Next story.
Okay.
Actually, this one is for our resident foot fetishist.
Oh.
Tell me more.
Gross.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, I have to though. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny is I realized just a little bit of, you know, dancing around a topic we did yesterday. I thought, oh, Maddie would have been good on The Secret Show. Like he's trouble. You can just tell.
Yeah.
He gets that like glint in his eye and you.
I know.
Oh boy.
And he's gross. He does really gross. Like there's been so many gross things with Maddie that you'd probably really like it because you like to hear things you'd like.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
But you love hearing, then you have a million questions about it.
But then I'll
tell you what. How about this?
I'll definitely want him in that room, though.
The two of you do a secret show together, and just once you're all caught up, then I'll come back on and I'll be on the show too. The two of you just like you explore each other's little stories.
Okay,
it'll be so
I have
fun.
A question before I do this story about a foot spray for Halloween. Okay, it's fun.
Foot spray
it's
for fun. Halloween.
It's not even a foot fetish thing.
Okay,
it could be though. It turned into that. My question is, so Maddie was talking about how he's into feet. He's a foot fetish, semi foot fetishist, or maybe full on, and just downplayed it a little bit. Tried to play it cool. I'm into that, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
no big
deal. Not going on websites,
right? I mean, whatever. But he did get that like. Look on in his eye when, painted toes and hose.
Yes.
And he was like, yeah, I'm into that.
He likes nylons.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Literally no one else likes.
Never ask Christina to put on nylons. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she would, I'm sure, if I asked, but I don't even think of it.
I bet if you got her a bunch of hot stuff, be like, listen, this is just a hint what I'm looking for.
All along, I've thought if I try to be less of a pain in the ass, maybe I'll get more nook, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah,
maybe,
you just take the pressure off her. You need to bring her little presents and special little toys
be
and be like,
giant
listen,
pain in the ass.
I really want to do you. Just so you know, I'm super hot for you.
So
just put
well,
it
I've
out
definitely
there.
Said that. So listen, I'm curious. I am questioning the people who have been fetished. Do you like it? Like, if you're a lady and a guy's totally into your foot, are you like, I love this?
I've never really experienced that. And the little bit of one time this guy was clearly wanted to be rough. And I was like, ow, my hair. Ow, that hurt. It's like, stop, you're leaving marks. Like, no. That ended. I don't even think we did anything in the end. Because I was like, no. Like that, I don't think you start. I'm like, if this is how this guy is starting, like this is the normal thing. And this was listen, children, you and your choking. That's ridiculous. Stop doing that. This is long before the choking thing happened. It was just rough. Like I could tell that I immediately was like, nah, you can't be with someone who's this rough with you on the first time you've ever done anything. Well, like the kiss was hot. You know, it was like a rough kiss and kind of a,
passionate.
And just like a hard,
going for
a hard kiss and some roving hands and hot, Yeah, that's right. That kiss was smashing.
And then
he's, I was like, ow, my, do not pull my hair. Ow, did you just slap me? No. Take the sexy music out of here. That's awful. My God.
I'm going home.
I am leaving. And I'm not seeing you again. This is how you start. But so I don't know about the whole fetish thing. I haven't been fetish. But
I wonder, because I do realize there are things, certainly Sarah has made it clear, you will humor your husband for certain things, like regular old sex or whatever.
Sure.
But also the foot thing, I can imagine a lady just being like, he's into it, doesn't hurt me,
right?
I'm fine.
Here's my toes,
go for it. But are there people that are more like, no, I love it, he's worshiping me and I'm into that? Is that more?
When I was dating, I met women who were really into it. When I was, when you know, with Shauna, my wife, she tolerated it.
Oh.
She does not like feet. Does not like, was not into.
Now, when you are a foot fetishist, are you also, do you also want the other person to be into your feet?
No. At least for me. No, right. I'm just, I just think women's,
I mean,
feet,
I guess
are,
everybody's
hot,
an individual.
Beautiful.
So you're saying you were like, no, keep them on. You know, keep the nylons on,
and
let me suck your toes. And she was just like, yeah,
do
whatever.
Stuff with your feet.
Did you ever be like sitting on a couch watching a movie, and then you just got down and started sucking her toes, and she's like, oh, all right.
I would like to, but no.
She wouldn't just let you do
no,
that.
It had to be while we were in the act, and usually
it was just too gross if you were like, busy with yourself and sucking her toes while she's trying to watch a movie.
I would have liked that, but no.
The makers of Airheads candy are releasing a candy-scented foot spray for Halloween.
Mm. Why, though?
It's called, why, you're going to know in a second. Trick or treat, smell my feet.
Aww. Oh, give me something good to eat.
The can is shaped like a foot, and it's supposed to smell exactly like cherry-flavored Airheads.
I love Airheads.
Are you into this?
I literally don't know what an Airhead is.
I would be totally
is.
Into that.
What is that? Are they like nerds? Are they like
No, they're more like a taffy kind of thing.
Do you know what those are?
No.
Yeah, me either. So you are like, let me get my foot spray bottle and I'll spray that on your feet.
It's like two of my favorite things. I love candy. And,
Boy, the bowl of candy.
I really like feet.
They say
candy feet.
This is perfect.
They're doing a limited run, and they're giving them away through their website. So you go to airheadsfootspray.com, and you can get some of this stuff.
Well, Maddie, I mean, get
on it. I'm on it.
Now, as soon as the word gets out to the Alice people, it's all going to be gone. Oh, it's like a mid-shin down to it stands up on that foot. Okay, look, this is dumb, but it's also cute. And the foot does look like the devil's foot. Because it's red.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is Halloween-y.
Smell my feet, Airheads. And it's like an aerosol spray. It's a can spray of cherry flavored.
You should check and make sure that you can, that it's edible. Because you might go to suck those toes later with
it's
the cherry taste on.
Come
it.
On.
Does it? Does it have to be? Maybe it says right on it.
No,
it's for
to
smelling
be.
Only, not for tasting.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, the text should be going crazy right now.
I remember Maddie was infatuated with Aisha Taylor's feet.
Yeah.
Danielle, SF, Odyssey.
Yeah, she's great. Remember, she flew up for my last day and was on the air with us. And,
you know,
and we were friends a little bit in LA, and then
she got into TV, and she really changed.
She's like kind of big time. Yeah,
her whole personality, she was way more protective. She used to be like totally bro out with you with all of us.
We were really good friends.
Yeah.
When I moved to LA, we hung out, and then
she got on the talk, and she was big.
That was that.
Yeah, that was that.
And that show's over now, right?
Is it? I think so. Because Julie Chen is not on it anymore. And I think Sharon Osbourne's off of it.
Oh, yeah, she's off it for sure.
I don't know if it's still on. But Aisha Tyler hasn't been on it for years.
Yeah, and that's what I wonder what happened to her.
I don't know.
So the update on the Airheads, they're not on sale. You can't get them yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the 14th.
Oh. Well, get on a waiting list
I'm,
if you can.
I've got it. It's wonderful. Thank you, babe.
I'm laughing so hard on Sarah's rough sex.
Oh, is that really funny?
Yeah. Well, it is.
Ow! Oh, my God. Stop it!
It made my morning to another one, 510. I made my morning to hear sexy music. It's been too long. Thanks for the great laugh. Mm. Aaron, Fairfield, app.
Odyssey.
707. My big toe is probably my most erogenous zone.
Oh, really?
I found out the first time I was with a guy. He started out just massaging my foot, and then he began to do more, and I went through the roof. The best ever.
I'm not asking Maddie this because I know he's into feet. If you start at someone's feet and you are licking their big toe or sucking their big toe, whatever, and they go through the roof, are you like, this is what I have to do all the time now?
I absolutely, if whatever got someone into it, I would do it. If it's between me and one person, like I'm not into a third, I'm not into, I don't want to go have 20 partners in 20 days.
But what if the thing that they're into is like, you've got to yank fistfuls of hair out of my head?
That I'm not into either. No. I'm not going to. And partly.
But you're saying you would be a toe sucker.
Yeah, if Christina was like, you've been missing all along the thing I like best, I would say, why
wouldn't
after
you have told
all
me?
This time, are you just coming up with that? Like, I wouldn't do that. Have you know the other place I kiss? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to kiss your toe, but I'll kiss there.
Right. Toes, though.
Well, I'm just saying I would do it. No problem. Mm. Holy crap, says 510. Maddie's back. I missed you, bro.
Yeah, Maddie,
I missed you too.
If you're a newer listener to the show, in the early 2000s, I guess from maybe like,
2002 to 2008.
Yeah. You were the producer of the show. And then you went off and put Stitcher up. And yeah, oh my God, you got rich on that sweet, sweet podcast money.
Sweet.
He is like Maddie is actually the reason you listen to podcasts. You just don't know it.
I don't know if I finished this one. You're welcome to admire my feet while you rub them, but I don't want you slobbering on them.
Oh.
707 said that.
Oh.
I'm way out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Right. Did he do it? Plus, Disneyland.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.